Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Tomorrow, an album that made headlines months before it was released hits the streets. Theater is Evil, by Boston-based indie musician Amanda Palmer, was funded entirely by her fans. In May, she asked them to help pay for its production and a world tour, and they did. Palmer shattered records by raising $1.2 million on Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding website. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on this musician's unique relationship with her followers.
I wouldn't kill her when I
Amanda Palmer has a lot of fans. 600,000 people follow the punk rock musician on Twitter. About 25,000 of them gave money to her new album's Kickstarter campaign, a campaign she launched as part of her ongoing crusade to buck the corporate music industry system by operating independently. Backers who donated $300 were rewarded with tickets to an intimate concert. Hanging out with Palmer is part of the package, too.
Hi. Thank you very much for coming.
The 36-year-old Lexington native is the opposite of shy. A former street musician, Palmer's songs are confessional and dark. But here at the Middle East, a Cambridge rock club, she smiles and mingles graciously with about 50 fan vesters. Some flew from San Diego to be here.
I mean, I've never come out of one of her shows going, oh yeah, you know, that was okay. I always come out going, oh my God, that was amazing.
48-year-old Tom Steiger has seen Palmer perform about 70 times and says she always talks to fans at shows. He also follows her Twitter feed religiously. The musician's extreme openness is one reason why he and his girlfriend gave $1,200 each to see four Kickstarter concerts, one in Brooklyn, San Francisco, L.A., and now Cambridge.
You know, a lot of people, when they talk about Kickstarter, they say things like, oh, you're donating to... But it's not. It's really an investment. And the fact that the album's coming out, you know, without a label, that's sort of the payback.
Along with this concert, a goodie bag, and knowing they've helped their favorite artist fulfill her creative mission. Now, releasing an album without a label isn't unique these days, but raising more than $1 million on the internet directly from fans is unprecedented. 34 people contributed $5,000 to Palmer, earning them a private house party.
I absolutely love going to people's homes and playing the music because it just feels so authentic and primal.
That's Amanda Palmer, sitting at her baby grand piano in her South End apartment. She is quite comfortable talking in just a t-shirt and underwear. The musician says her relationship to her fans has always been close, going back to her first group, the Dresden Dolls. They played shows here in the attic.
Our fans and our friends were the same people. We were all the same tribe. There was no separation. And that's the way I've always wanted to keep it. Otherwise, I don't think I'd like the job.
The job is hard, she says. Nonstop tweeting, Facebooking, and networking. She's been so busy preparing for the Kickstarter campaign that she hasn't written songs since finishing lyrics for Theater is Evil a year ago.
People freak out when I point out to them that the actual amount of man hours that it took to sit down and pen the songs on this record is probably less than 24 hours. And yet, I've actually devoted the last 4 years of my life to putting this record out.
Palmer thinks it's her best record yet. Then she plays The Bed Song, one of her favorites.
I find my glasses and you turn the light out. Roll off on your side like you've rolled away for years. Holding back those king-sized tears.
While Palmer's funding mechanism is being held up as a new model for the music industry, she's also been criticized for essentially begging her fans for money. She says she's battled her own guilt for focusing so much time and energy on raising dollars rather than making music.
There's such a shame in being a songwriter and an artist around the business of it.
Dan Brockman, a music writer for the Boston Phoenix, has been critical, but admits he admires Palmer's ambition. Now he's concerned the Kickstarter campaign will overshadow her music.
She got a lot of attention for this particular endeavor because the discussion of what do we think of someone doing this was part of the process. And so I think that the part that's kind of a drag about the whole thing is there's not a discussion about the songs involved.
Well, that might change now that the album is being released. Amanda Palmer hopes so, although she thinks more about her fans being satisfied with the art they helped create. And they seem to be. They've been tweeting glowing reactions to the pre-release tracks Palmer sent them.
You know, this is what you can't really explain to the music industry. I mean, yes, the money is symbolic and it's real and I need to pay my rent. But this is about something so much bigger. This is about having made a real emotional and artistic connection with so many people that they will hold me up like this.
And Amanda Palmer plans to hold her fans up, too, by incorporating their photos, artifacts, and voices into her live performances this year. Her world tour with her new band, the Grand Theft Orchestra, hits the road this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra's new CD is titled Theater is Evil. Listen to a song and see pictures from her Kickstarter concerts. Go to our website, WBUR.org.